Last week we started discussing Nanny Tynus. Speaking of the weight loss program,
the ultimate weight loss program.
The problem is the meal after the fast is a problem. But because I have a friend who they have a friend who does who sells halal meat. So I spoke to her. I said Ramadan when they like fast for 30 days, 40 days, one of the two. So I said, how's business? That he said it's okay because they all have parties the night after. So in fact, business is better. So fast days usually don't work for us. The meal after is usually you're making up. But either way, so the discussion we discussed in last week about Sov's Montanus. So we pointed out that first of all, not just limited to Tynus, is a fundamental machokes, we'll call Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. But it's not just Rabbeinu Tam, it's many Rishonim. It's not the Vilna Gaon, it's really the Gaonim who actually said it before the Rishonim, on how you define Ben Ashmashas. When is Pesach Chochavim? So let's assume, as we used the 5 o'clock example we used last week, assuming 5 o'clock is sunset, so the question is, there's two different Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Pesachim and a Gemara in Shabbos that seems to give us two different descriptions of when Ben Ashmashas is. Again, before whatever sunset means, it's Vadayom, it's definitely day, and when the three stars come out, it's Vadai Laila. The question is, Ben Ashmashas, the time period in between. So the Gemara has the big difference. One Gemara says the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a meal. A meal, we said, different opinions will work with the 18-minute mile, the 18-minute meal, and therefore it's 18 minutes. And so 3/4 of a meal, we said about 13 and a half minutes. So according to the Vilna Gaon, between 5 and 5:13 and a half is Ben Ashmashas, is twilight, and 5:13 and a half is Vada Laila. And Rabbi Natan says, no, the Gemara really, if you do 4/4, 4 meal minus the 3/4. So really, what we call sunset in the papers, if you look at sunset, that's the Shkia Rishon. It's not really significant. We could find some significance in Halacha. It's not totally meaningless, but it's not that significant either, especially in terms of our question. So he called it Shkia Rishon in the time the sun actually sets, but Shkia Shnia, which is about 58 and a half minutes after what we call sunset, that's what he calls Shkia Shnia. That is the Iker. That's when Ben Ashmashas begins. And from 58 and a half to 72, so everyone agrees it's 13 and a half minutes. The question is, when is it begin? Is it the 13 and a half minutes before to the 72? Or is it the original, the one right at the beginning of sunset? So we pointed out, that's what it's a major difference between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. It's not like one says 5:13, one says 5:18. You can attribute to a couple of minutes, but there's a big difference. In fact, that's what the Gra says. Hachush Machish. How could Rabbeinu Tam say that you go outside, it gets darker much quicker than it does? You know, people ask on the Gra, well, we don't find it getting dark either at 13 and a half. But the question he asked on Rabbeinu Tam, so each one explains the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon says the 4 meal is the Seis Koach Chochavim. The significance in Halacha is when 3 stars come out. That's 5:13 and a half. But 72 minutes, that's just, not significant in Halacha, but that's Seis Koach Chochavim. Some discuss maybe it's the last time for Tosefes Shabbos on the end of Shabbos. It's a discussion how long. We know you can make Havdalah until Tuesday, but the question, how long can you keep Shabbos, assuming you extend it? So someone is saying maybe that's the last time that it's meaningful to make Shabbos. But either way, he says that's not the main Gemara. The main Gemara is 3/4 of a meal. We pointed out that this is, in fact, when the Satmar Rebbe and the Hasidim, when they came to America, they see the truth is the Machaber passes like Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramah doesn't mention any, doesn't disagree, implying the Machaber and Ramah both follow Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba, all the Rishonim. And yet, so therefore, if we follow Rabbeinu Tam strictly, which Hasidim do, you could have a Mincha up to 58 and a half minutes after what we call sunset. And they do it, and there's no problem whatsoever. In fact, they're following the Shulchan Aruch. It's the straight stock of the Shulchan Aruch. And in theory, let's say on a case when you're stuck Friday afternoon, you, especially on the winter days, if you're a strict Rabbein Otam person, so you have much more to rely on to go over that time period because it's not Shabbos yet until 15 and a half minutes after sunset. However, when they came to America, North America, I assume it applies in Canada also, that they were macabre, the big different meetings among the Rabbanim in New York, that, and one of the meetings were that, because they saw that some people were keeping Shabbos at sunset, some were doing malacha, so they decided they're going to take on the minhag, not my Ikarek didn't, they didn't have to, but they took on the minhag America that everyone starts keeping Shabbos right at sunset. But strictly, but that's just the minhag or chumrah that they took on. But in terms of fundamental halacha, it's not significant. So you get it's a question of minhag Yisrael, minhag the town you're in. But it has nothing to do with the shita. They hold a ikar hadin. You could get ready for Shabbos, quote unquote machal Shabbos. You're not being machal Shabbos because it's not Shabbos. But you could do all your preparations and everything. Maybe I know that the halacha, the machaber brings down, let's say, especially in the summer, let's say you made, it's most common to bring in, there's a mitzvah to sefer Shabbos every week, but in terms of what we call making Shabbos early, that most of us do in the summer. That's what Moshe has tshuva on it. That's why it's just for convenience. That's why different, if your wife can light candles later after you leave, because you're not really doing it outside of halacha, or else you do it all year round. I don't see too many people bringing in Shabbos after Prag HaMincha in the winter months. So they point out that the halachic, let's say you need some Yom HaKavah Shabbos, and it's still not, the light out. You came home from shul, and you need something. So they bring down, it's mutter to tell, ask another Yisrael who hasn't accepted Shabbos yet. So I'm just thinking, if you have a real Rav Hedo Tamnik, so that should apply even after sunset. So my sense is not that we don't, no one does Malach anymore, but in theory, that would be a case where you have all the time. So it's true for Mincha, all this. That's the Machlokas, what everyone calls the Machlokas Vilna Gaon Rabbeinu Tam. And so we pointed out the Gemara in Pesachim had a discussion about Ben Hashemashos of Tisha B'Av. Are you ready to eat Ben Hashemashos of Tisha B'Av? The twilight in between sunset and the stars come out, could you eat? So it was a Machlokas in the Gemara. So it's Masha from that Gemara. The only issue is Ben Hashemashos Tisha B'Av. In other words, can I eat Ben Hashemashos Tisha B'Av? Okay, my focus. So Ben Hashemashos Asara B'Tavis, but the fast we did that last week. So assuming 5 o'clock is sunset, so then if you hold the Vilna Gaon, then right at 5 o'clock, you would be able to, according to the time, you still have to wait to 15, which is longer than we wait anyway. According to the Vilna Gaon, is right at 5 o'clock. Ben Hashemashos of Asara B'Tavis is Mutter. So it's Masha and not Gemara that one can eat at Ben Hashemashos any other fast day besides, not Yom Kippur, but of the 4 fast days of the Tzom Revi'i, Yud Zayin Tammuz, the Tzom Chamishi, Tisha B'Av, and then you have a Tzom Gedalia, and Asara B'Tavis, it's Masha Ben Hashemashos, it's Mutter, the fast is over at sunset. However, the Gemara says in Tainis Daf Yud Beis, call Tainis Shal Shaka Wachama in Lo Tainis. The Gemara says, any fast that doesn't, well, whatever Shaka Wachama means, isn't a fast. So many read the Rush words, Lo Shaka Wachama means Sof Shkia, at the end of sunset, meaning you have to wait until, with the Vilna Gaon, 5:13 and a half, or according to Rabbein Otam, 72. So we have it. So they point out an apparent contradiction in the Gemara. From the Gemara in Pesachim, it's Mashma, I can eat at sunset, right after sunset on Asara B'Tavis. And from the Gemara, in Tainis, it's Mashma, all fast days, you have to wait until the 3 stars come out. So we pointed out the Piskei Tosfos, right at the end of Tainis, turn to the last stop of Tainis, and I think it's also Amid Beis around there, he says it straight out. He says, it's no contradiction, but the Gemara says, Shaka Chama means sunset, so it fits in. Really, every fast day, the 3 fast days, you can eat right after sunset. It's only Tisha B'Av that was the discussion of the Gemara, and that's the way the Piskei Tosfos paskins. And however, we pointed out, and Rabbeinu Peretz learns the Gemara differently. He says that, no, really, the Gemara does mean, and we pointed out, that's the same Machlokas by Chanukah. The Gemara says, Mishatishke hachama, when is the time to light candles? So the Vilna Gaon and the Vilna Gaon with Shitasun says sunset. That he's with the Rambam, and other Rishonim say it means Mordechai writes Sof Shkia. It's the same issue here. So remember, Rov Rishonim word it's Sof Shkia. It's the end of Shkia. So how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? So the Rabbeinu Peretz answers, everyone agrees you have to wait until Seitach Chachavim, the three stars come out to eat. It's Masha and the Gemara in Sachem, only Tisha B'Av are worried about. Why does the Gemara even discuss Ben Hashemesh's Tisha B'Av? And Ben Hashemesh's Asar B'Tavis, or Yud-Zayin Tammuz isn't good, so of course Tisha B'Av. So he says, no. Everyone agrees that Ben Hashemesh is after Tisha B'Av. But say Tisha B'Av is over Sunday night, so everyone agrees you have to wait until the three stars come out. Like, just like Asar B'Tavis and all the other fast days. Why is Tisha B'Av different? Because at least Bisman Azer, we'll see if it was always true, at least now, out of the four fast days, Tisha B'Av is the only one that is a 25-hour fast, begins the night before. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. The Ben Hashemesh is before Tisha B'Av, are you allowed to eat on. But of course, everyone agrees, Rosh Hashanah Chama, once you begin to fast, you have to wait until the three stars. And Rosh Shlomo Kluger pointed out, why should Ben Hashemesh is Ben Hashemesh? There's no difference. Why not Safek Durabban and Wakula? Ben Hashemesh is a time which is considered doubtful day, doubtful night. And we're talking about a Din Durabban, a rabbinical fast day. So why not apply the classical principle of Safek Durabban and Wakula? Why is any Ben Hashemesh different? So he points out and he calls it the major machlokes Rishonim. Do we say Safek Durabban and Wakula on a Cheskes Isser? In other words, there's a principle of Chazakah. So you shtel the chazakah, you go with the status quo. So when you come to after Tisha B'Av, so that I've been fasting 24 hours, you go with the flow, you have to prove to me that it's over, so we don't know, it's a cheskes isser, so then even though it's a safek d'rabbanan, so we have to be machmir. But the better choice is before, that's only, there's no, the chazakah is to eat, so therefore that's what is reason to be more makel, to be more lenient. Perhaps also, it's not only by this, but the child on Shabbos, whether the post can make a distinction between when we say it's Mutter Ben Hashemesh's. Ben Hashemesh is always better anyway, but they make distinctions between the Ben Hashemesh's Friday afternoon versus the Ben Hashemesh's book, the same issue. It's the same issue of, you know, Shabbos might be an issue of the right, though, but I'm saying is, but in terms of that, they make that distinction between also. So that's
Cheskes Hetzer before Tishbuk?
Right, well, they just don't call it anything with Mutter, right, but the principle is, you say Savik Durabban and Wakula versus if there's a Chazakah, that's the thing is after. That's the discussion. That could be the Macholus in the Gemara there, but that's the issue.
But you mean by not just maintaining the status quo, right?
Right. You maintain the Chazakah. So whatever you've been doing up until now, we assume you can do, unless proven otherwise. I can't eat, so if you tell me you have to be able to prove it. To a doubt, I can't prove. But if I've been eating up until Tisha B'Av, if you don't know, you can't stop me from eating. Yeah, basically, you go. So that was the machlokes.
Can you use the shita on the Shabbat Chak to if you're running late on a Friday?
Right.
Or do people, because they've accepted now not to, that it's not even
right. So if you follow Rabbeinu, so us who follow the Vilna Gaon,
right.
So that's, you know, Pashtus, it has to be. No, I haven't seen people bring it down as a hetzer, but you know. But bottom line, it's still out there. But I'm saying, but they haven't seen them.
You're at the airport.
Can
you use it, or does?
You have the Ben Hashemesh, right? Then, and also the difference is also how as we'll see, because and the Ben Hashemesh is for sure you can be, but then also as we said, the different sheets is right. There is something to it. Depending on the postik, how much he's going to use it. Or some will say, well, that's it. We don't. Some will say, Rabbi Don Tav's not even in the picture. We pass him like the Gra, and that's, you know, like the Gra next would say that for sure. And others who really follow Rabbi Don Tav, it's just Minig America. They don't do. They really make. So then they say B'Shas HaChak for sure they can. But you know, so then once they, you know, So then it gets into, do you have to follow the same person?
Right.
So all of a sudden there'll be a lot of Rabbeinu Tam this Friday afternoon.
At least for that Shabbat.
Exactly. Absolutely.
No, that means Shabbat, that Shabbat.
Exactly. Then you have, but so I think you'd be more than happy to keep the extra hour at the,
right.
Right. It is a factor. I'm saying how, depending on the posik, how much he's going to, and how much he's going to publicize it also. Because then the problem is, and then every, you know, the people, okay, well, a ski, I don't really have to worry about it anymore, and then it comes to a zilzul. So I'm just saying is, if I'm strict principles of halacha, yes, the question is, you know, how, whether, you know, if they're not going to publicize the pasuk, they don't want to say what's going to happen, but strictly speaking, you're right, that's definitely a sniff. If you have other factors, then yeah, that is definitely a sniff to be made. There's definitely differences, if the shiloh is before 15 and a half minutes, at least you have Rabbeinu Tam. Once if you, so there is a difference between 35 minutes and an hour and a half, but then there's, you know, I guess that depends which of it, if you hold Leo leaving there'll be no time in the summer, maybe you still have time, but either way, right, but that's definitely, it is a factor, but they don't like bringing it down because I think for that reason that phrase will end up being a zilzal, right, for the, but it's, again, right, it's something to know when, you know, in the situation.
But this shock of remaining time only here in America about having not been a minute grow. Or is it
an
Eretz Yisrael like that, or Europe, or
is that,
have you heard
everything
anywhere else?
Right, I know, well, in Eretz Yisrael, you know, the Gronix, you know, one of the,
yeah,
right, yeah. So saying, so I assume that was right,
right
away, but, right, it'd be a good question whether they accepted in Europe or not, I don't know, I'm saying it, but, right, but strictly speaking, it's not, and it's only for Shabbat, they don't accept it, they only don't accept it for Mincha. I'm not saying they should either, but I'm saying is, I point out, there is a sheet that even if according to Rabbeinu Tam, Mincha would be, see, Shabbos wouldn't be a problem, but Mincha would be, because Mincha is connected to Karbanos, and some say the Zrikas Hadam is possibly up to Shkia, nothing, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. So Mincha, there are some within Rabbeinu Tam who want to daven anyway, but that wouldn't, but that would be interesting. By Mincha, you have to be Machmir, with Shabbos, you don't have to worry about it. But right, but it's not a, so Europe would be a good question if they, you know, I assume they have, I'm guessing, I have no idea. So but certainly in towns in Europe where they always follow Rabbeinu Tam.
But I never heard of anybody follow Rabbeinu Tam on Shabbat. I never heard, you know, in Europe.
Right, because we could...
I mean, they dive a minute delay, but they still that's still in Kabbalah of Shabbat, right?
That's only because...
They used to daven an hour later after Shabbat.
Right, that's only covered now to the Vilna Gaon. She has been widely accepted.
Right.
But strictly speaking, it's a straight sock of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu Tam. And so, right, I'm saying it is true. It's because I was covered to the Gra, and that's been, that is. But I'm sure in Europe it was common practice. That's why they had a meet in New York to set the practice, because what happened was when they came over from Europe, that's what was happening. They were. For whether it lasted a week, 3 years, 10, I don't know how long exactly when it was, but clearly they saw the problem, and then they said the Rabbanim, you know, however it worked and stuff, however the minig is binding or not, but that's the Maisa, everyone, I don't know anyone who does, no one who admits doing Malachi after Shki anyway, or publicly. So, that's my focus to Gra and Rabbeinu Tam. So he pointed out, so according to the Piskei Tosfos, it's not even a question. You can eat after Shkia. Because that's the way, and that's the way the faculty pointed, that's the Vilna Gaon sheet, that we follow the Vilna Gaon. So just like, well, assuming we do, but according to the Vilna Gaon anyway, so those Rishonim will hold Rabbeinu Tam. So if you hold Rabbeinu Tam, so you follow Rabbeinu Tam for the fast also. But if you're following the Vilna Gaon, so really, why not, the way we assume, eat right after Shkia. So in fact, the Vilna Gaon writes, really we can. Really, he learns Shakachama means Shkia, that's it. You don't, no problem, you can eat after Shkia. However, he says, there's another problem, that he says, Machokas Rabbi Huda Rav Yosi about Ben HaShmash is when exactly it is. Is it the second before? In other words, so let's say, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, according to Rav Yossi, if I'd be like 5:13 and a half, it's the Ben Hashmash is the second before Laila. So therefore, this is a Machlokes Rabbi Huda Rav Yossi exactly when Ben Hashmash is. Therefore, he says, okay, we wait for Ben Hashmash. So that's a totally side. Assuming you want to be Machmer, he's saying it's a Sveik of the Dina. But the Aruch HaShulchan already goes through the whole Sugya, and he writes, don't be Mocha, don't, anyone who eats after Shkia, don't be mocha them. They definitely have, yesh al mi lismok, and then some. He's saying, we have, because as you said, we have number one, that is the sheet of the grah when the piskei tosis, that after shchiyas, that's the simple pshah. And then, and then we pointed out that really the whole, the right, therefore, right, that was the first step, is that number one is that maybe even you could, assume it was a chiyav, that you could eat them right away. But however, we pointed out that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Yud Ches points out, it talks about Ashisha Chadosha Mashruchin Yotzim, the 6 months a year they used to send out messengers. So the Gemara asked, what about you left out Atamas and Tavis? Yudzai and Tamas, how do we know when to fast? And how do we know when to fast on Asara B'Tavis? Or the 8th or 9th, whatever day in Tavis, there's a discussion in the Gemara exactly which date in Tavis it was. But we take Asara B'Tavis. So how do we know? So the Gemara goes through a whole discussion from Zechariah. The Pasuk says, Soma Ravi, Vitsoma Chamishi, Vitsoma Shivi, Vitsoma Asiri, Yevem, Wasasana, Wasimcha. There's an apparent contradiction. The beginning of the Pasuk says, Som, fast, implying sadness. The end of the Pasuk says, Sasom Vesimcha, joy. So which one is it? Is this a half? So it depends. When the base on mixage is up, you know, Rashi writes in also about Ain, the Gayim Marin in control of you. We'll just go into simple pshat. When the base on mixage is up, so therefore that's considered Shalom by definition, and therefore that's the time of Simcha. But there's no base on mixage, and we're under Shas Hashmad, religious persecution. We have a chiyuv to fast, we have an obligation to fast. And however, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no open religious persecution, so the Gemara says, Ratzu Mis'adin, Ratzu Einu Mis'adin, it's optional today. We did have Gemara, you really don't have to fast at all. It's only like we have by Myra, like the Gemara has a similar discussion by evening service, in the Gemara Brachas, so the Tzvilat Arvitz Rishus Achova. Whether davening ma'ariv is optional or mandatory. So, and yet we all know we do all daven ma'ariv today. So, we know Kfar Shavu Achova, we've taken it upon ourselves as an obligation. And so too, and there's a whole Rav Chaim on it, maybe we'll have time, we'll discuss it one time, that he says about ma'ariv, and who I did the fast day is, it's right, you have to daven ma'ariv, but Ma'ariv is optional. In other words, Ma'ariv is a Rishus. But I have to, Parshah Lachova, like the saying, instead of volunteer, voluntold, as they say. That basically, on one hand, it is voluntary. Ma'ariv is, and there are, it's a separate shiur on Tzvi with Ma'ariv, but there are many nafkamidas to the fact that Ma'ariv is still fundamentally a Rishus. But Ma'ariv is a Rishus, but I have to do it. Same thing here. It's Be'ikar Adin HaGemara, it's optional, but it's not, to us anymore, it's not optional. We've taken upon ourselves the chovah. But just like Ma'ariv, we are lenient on many issues because fundamentally it's a Rishus. So too from the Gemara. So of course you have to fast, but under different situations, as we point out, if you don't really have to fast to begin with, it's only a minute to fast in the first place, so certainly to eat that, to many Rishonim say, and Achronim, you can eat at sunset, the whole thing's optional. Okay, I'm going to be machmir, I'm going to fast. I'm taking a chumra of fasting. And okay, so by sunset I can already eat. But okay, but we're machmir, we don't even do that. We take on another chumra. We follow Rabbeinu Kanano, we follow the sheetahs that we don't eat at Ben HaShemashis. But when it says Tachokhavim, so we don't have to take the last sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So they pointed out, there's a whole machlokas, Rav Moshe Feinstein, he has a tshuva on it. Leo Levy has an article on it about, in terms of figuring out, because we know it's not 13 and a half minutes today. So he was only talking about Israel and Babel, which are very close to the equator. But however, so what about New York or Canada, other places? So according to Rav Moshe, he says he figures out based on a difficult cheshbon that 50 minutes after sunset in New York, you're following Rabbeinu Tam. You know, it's not much, it'll probably be a little different here. He says the whole upstate New York, he basically has a 50-minute sheet, because he says at 50 minutes, he seems the issue is, no more stars are coming out. He seems to focus on, it is Seitz Kol HaKochavim, and that's it. So it can't get any darker. The problem is, you would think Rabbeinu Tam should get later, not earlier. And that's what Leo Levy has, the cheshbon, where Rabbeinu Tam Really, it would be an hour and 40, you know, it should be much longer in New York, not shorter. But then we point out, well, what about the Vilna Gaon who we follow? So how long? So according to Leo Levy, obviously depending on what time of the year we are, but somewhere like 23, 25 minutes after Shkia is already Seita Chochavim. So therefore, already being Machmer, I could really eat, Aruch HaShulchan says I can eat Ben HaShmashas even. But I want to be another Chumrah. I don't have to fast at all, I'm going to fast. And I can eat at Ben HaShmashas, I'm taking on another Chumrah. So I don't have to take on the last sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So when it comes to the fasting, you can rely on a more Mako Seita Chochavim, so that's Leo Levy. When it comes to Shabbat, Yom Kippur, Isuri Kari, Ski with the Rices, so of course, there's much more room to be machmer. We wait the 45 minutes or whatever we wait. But when it comes to the fast day, which is only optional, again, you know, there's definitely someone who's not feeling well. And even if you are feeling well, you have what to rely on. Certainly, if you're not feeling well, again, there's no harm if you want to wait to, you know, to what it says on the calendar either. Just you shouldn't get so people get very excited. They look at the calendar, they don't know anything else. And, you know, they see eating or davening, whether it's, you know, it's anything, whether it's Shabbat, this, people, you know, like anything, the more you know about the topic, so obviously you realize nothing to get excited about. In fact, you could have ate probably 25 minutes before that. But that's, that was the issue with Rabbeinu Tam. So continuing, so that was the popular question last week, that we, the fast should end early. Today I'll ask the opposite question, one we don't want to know, which we know the answer to, but why, is, Why don't we have a Sveika D'Yoma on a Tainis? That we know on Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot, we have in Chutzaretz, we keep Yom Tov Sheni Shagoliath. So why don't we say the same thing, have a Sveika D'Yoma and fast 2 days? So before I get to the fast days, the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Aleph...
They asked that question more about Yom Kippur, you know.
Right.
What? You can't fast 2 days.
Right.
Right, that's only an issue. That's more an issue only Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av.
Right.
Because the other ones aren't afraid to eat at night. So there's no problem with those.
Right.
Right. So practically, right.
A mini Ramadan.
Right, exactly. That's what it is. Right. So
that's the answer we don't want
to So before we get to the fast days, let me just start off. Hanukkah wasn't over too long ago. That why not, so the poskim asked, the Achronim asked the question, or we showed him, why didn't we keep 9 days of Hanukkah? So at first glance, the question seems to be a non-starter. It seems to be obvious why we didn't, because why do we keep Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot, Yom Tov Sheni Shagoliath? Because those are Yom Tovim D'Oraisa. So we have a principle, Sufik D'Oraisa L'Chumra. That regarding the biblical law, we're strict on. But Hanukkah is a rabbinical holiday, post-biblical, so to be a non-starter. What's the question? Suffolk, I don't know if it's the 8th or 9th, I don't have to keep it.
It's not even a Suffolk. Does it take 21 days to get the Har Kriyam or something?
But either way, that'll be a discussion with the Minchas Chinuch. That's a discussion, right? Why not? By Shavuot, even the Rambam writes, that let's say, what do you mean Shavuot? What's fake of the Yom by Shavuot? You count 50, you mean... By the time I'm counting 50 days of Pesach, I haven't figured out where Rosh Chodesh is. So the Rambam himself writes, we do know, but that's to keep the uniformity, that we're keeping 2 days, but right, but that's the question. By the 25th of Kislev, but that's a Machlokes and Metzia. Some claim in place in Chutzar, they still didn't know. Well, some say they did, but that's a Metzia issue. So it's different opinions say...
So the days of the Nerot went eight days, and we would like 9 candles.
Right, that's what they're right. I guess what you'd have to get a 9-handed, you know, menorah or whatever. Right, but in fact,
they ask the same question on Tzvira, right?
Right, in fact, they do. Right, they ask the same question on Tzvira, the famous Baal HaMor at the end of Sukkim. That why don't we count 2 days of Tzvira Misafik? Today is day 2 and day 3, day 3 and day 4. So there's the famous Dvar Avram, who the Rav used to meet with in Europe and speak to in Rav Soloveitchik. Well, and I forgot, but he shrugged up the Dvar Avram, and he says the Dvar Avram was admitted to him. But everyone in the yeshiva is close to Dvar Avram. His famous answer is that it's not a count. That in other words, you know, you can't go to your count, you know, I'm not sure, do I make 90,000 or 120? Like, it's not, you can't give it, by definition, a number means something borrowed. You have to know, for it to be a count, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I can't have 1, 2 is an account, 2, 3. So, the Dvar Rav did echin on me, but it's not a count, therefore you can't. But he himself asked that, because the Baal HaMor doesn't give that answer. fits matches from the Baal of the Moor's answer. Clearly, he didn't hope. The Baal of the Moor thought it was a good question, because what was his answer? He says, "You're right, but with concerns of zilzul of Shavuot, that if you end up counting, you'll end up be counting Sfiras HaOmer, and you've already been into the yant of Shavuot, so be a zilzul to the yant of Shavuot. That's why we don't do it. Mashma, counting 2 days misafik, it's a big nafkamina halacha." But some, that's one of the, that's a somewhat a claim you do when you, if you, by you crossing an international date line over Sfira. So one suggestion is to count two both days. But it's, according to Dvar Avramo, you probably rejected what he said anyway, but assuming the Dvar, according to Dvar Avram Svara, then you won't be able to do that. But based on the Baal HaMoor's answer, he doesn't have a problem with counting 2 days per se. It's only also, it'll be a zilzul, it'll end up being a disgrace to Shavuot. Right, that's the Chanukah should be a non-starter. Chanukah is a yantiv derabbanan, savik derabbanan with kula, that's it. So why does it even get off the ground? So there's a famous Ran in Arvei Pesachim. We'll spend more time on when we get to Pesach, but the Ran is a famous principle, an important principle. The Gemara talks about matzah sarach haseba, maror ein sarach haseba. When you eat the matzah, not only are we concerned with how much you eat, but in the manner you eat it. You have to recline on the left side. A maror, you don't recline. So that's the Gemara is given. And the Gemara says, Yayin, what about wine? When you drink the 4 cups of wine during the Seder, do I have to recline or not? So, right, so they quote in the name of Rav Nachman, some say, one opinion is, the first two, you have to recline, not the last two. And the other opinion is, the last two, you have to recline, not the first two. So the Gemara, so it's in the name of Rav Nachman, the students argued over which, everyone agrees you only had to recline on two. The argument was which two. So how does the Gemara end? Tashta, the Bayachi, whatever, the Idi, Bay Haseba. But the Gemara is a very strange lesson. He says, you know what, we're not sure, so go ahead and recline on all four like we do. So the question is, Haseba is only a, the Ayin is only a Dindrabanan, Haseba is a Dindrabanan, Pashtis. So the Ran asks, what's going on here? Savik Dindrabanan Rakua. It's a doubt on a mitzvah Dindrabanan. Dawud Kos is drinking the 4 cups is a mitzvah Dindrabanan, so why do we have to be machmer for?
Why would you do it if you were being mekel? What would you
do? Well, that's the question.
You're making a brok of it.
What?
You're making a brok of it. So you,
no, right, you are making a brok of it. The brok of it. Exactly. There's no way, right? What's the answer? What's the problem? Right. So the Ran first answer is a very, one the Mishnah Berurah likes, and people like Chumras like this answer of the Ran. That goes like this. Really, you're right. Really, Safek Rabbanan Lakua, I really don't have to recline.
At all.
Okay. But what? But you know what? We'll see the second answer. He's going to reject his answer. But you know what? It's a milsa. It's something that doesn't require much effort. So we don't say Safek Rabbanan Lakua on something which is no just. I'm drinking the wine anyways. I have to turn it this way, turn my chair that way. So we don't say Savak Drabbanan Lakua. If there's a Tiercha, then we say Savak Drabbanan Lakua. I guess what's considered a Tiercha, what isn't? That's the question if you apply this Klal on all Savak. That's how the Mishnah Berurah calls and others, that it's not just limited here, that maybe a lot of times when we say Savak Drabbanan Lakua, maybe we shouldn't be, if it's not a big, maybe we should go back and do things. But that's the first answer to the Ran. The more fundamental answer is the second one he likes much better. He says, as Dov is asking, so what do you mean Safek Drabbanan Lakua? Okay, so I get to the first 2 cups, Safek Drabbanan Lakua, I don't have to recline. Okay, let's get to the next 2 cups, Safek Drabbanan Lakua. So therefore, and we know that you have to recline, the Gemara says you got to recline on 2 out of 4. So if I apply the print, and the Rav points out, I can't, and the Gemara gives reasons for both sides. Why each person said the first two and not the last two. So, and I can't pick what, I have no, there's no logical reason, I can't arbitrarily to say, okay, I'm going to do these two or that. So therefore, since I can't pick any two over the other two, so therefore, what am I going to do? I'm going to say, Savak Drabbanan Lakua on both, I'll bustle the mitzvah haseba lagamrei, I'll be uprooting the mitzvah, everyone agrees you have to recline at least for 2 cups. So now, if I say, Savak Drabbanan Lakua, I won't be able to recline at all. So the Ran's principle is, we don't say Safek Drabbanan Lakua, we all call B'makam Tarte Desastre. In a place where it comes out a contradiction in terms, because the Gemara says you have to recline at least until. If I apply the principle of Sabgabana Okula, you'll have the wrong stuff. So therefore, you can't apply, that's the Ron's answer. So therefore, that's what the Michas Klina points out by Hanukkah. What am I going to do? Savage Rabbanu, it's on the first day it comes to Hanukkah, Savage Rabbanu Kula, I'm not going to like tonight. That comes to the eighth night, I'll say Savage Rabbanu Kula, I'll be left with 7 days Hanukkah. Everyone knows there's 8 days Hanukkah. So the Rabbi says, you can't say, and there's no reason to pick one out of the 8 days more than the other. You can't pick the first over the eighth. So therefore, he goes on and says, therefore, that's why it is a kasha. In other words, if we apply something about a kula here, we end up with 7 days of Hanukkah. We can't do that. Hence, the question becomes a starter. Hence, we do have a right to ask, why not 9 days of Hanukkah? You can't tell me subject to Rabban and Lakua, because that wouldn't work here. And in fact, they point out, based on a Tosis in Sukkah, it's also Tosis in Shabbos, Mem Zayin, the Gemara is a famous Gemara about Shemini Atzeres. So we know the Gemara talks about what to do on Shemini Atzeres, about sitting in the sukkah. So the Gemara gives different opinions. Some say you sit in the sukkah with a bracha, some say you don't sit at all. So the Gemara paskins, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch codifies it. Yasve Yasvinan, you sit in the sukkah, about Bruchei Lomo Varchinan. But you know, I'm not going to get to welcome ice with different minhagim now, but this is straight halacha is, that you sit in the sukkah without the bracha. So as the Rebbe or Salavatik always likes pointing out, and he uses this as his raya for other areas, what happens, you tell the Baal HaBatim they don't have to make a bracha on something, oh, it must not be that important, okay, I mean, they don't have to sit in the sukkah at all, therefore you drop the whole thing. That's what happens, everyone moves into the house during Shemini Atzeres. But that's a separate discussion. But the Gemara says, that you sit in the sukkah and you don't make a bracha. So that's what we do, or that's what I do anyway. So that's the Gemara. So comes along Tosfos and says, wait a second, what about shaking lulav then? Is this like we sit in the sukkah suffix shemini, we don't know what day it is, so what about lulav and esrog? The fourth species, we're doing the whole sukkah, why not shake lulav and esrog? So Tosfos answers, we'll come back to this question.
It's hard to us.
That's how
some Achronim answer the question that how could, if the whole thing kind of like it's a tarte de sase type, in other words, if the, why are we shaking a little bit at all only because it's Zeichel Lamikdash, they only had 7 days, how could I keep 8 days here? But we'll see. But Tosis is the answer. He says, I'll tell you, he makes a logical distinction where he says, by Lulav, he says, what is it? It's like, you know, Hoshana Havitas HaRava. When you're just banging, it's a minute zuta. It's not, it's just doing a tiltu, it's muksa. So he's concerned that if you shake lulav on the last day, on Shemini Atzeres, it'll be a zilzil to Shemini Atzeres. But on other, because the only reason I'm shaking lulav is because I think I have to fulfill. If I didn't have to shake lulav, I wouldn't be doing it on Shemini
in a sukkah.
But
Shemini Atzeres is also
zilzul. No, but he said if it's not, that's part of the issue. So maybe then you wouldn't have to. So you might be putter anyway, but that's what he says. But Tom and sukkah arayim. Let's say even today it was beautiful. Okay, maybe not that warm, but person was not unreasonable on a nice day in October to sit outside. So therefore, it's not recognizable, it's not a bizayon, because maybe I like to sit on my patio anyway. It's a nice day, so therefore, it's not a bizayon, it's not a zilzul to Shemini Atzeres. But lulav is. But I'm not worried about it. We can discuss the answer another time. What do we see from the kasha of Tosfos?
He doesn't accept Tarta.
What do we see? It's clearly we pass the lulav is only the right to the first day. The rest of Sukkot, well, we did too. It's only the right to the first day, but we act the second day. So the whole 7 days we do it out to Rabbanan. So clearly we're talking about a mitzvah d'rabbanan here. And so the simple answer Tosfos could have gave, or don't ask the question, is a very obvious difference. Sukkah is a mitzvah min HaTorah, Sovek d'araisa l'chumrah, and lulav is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Tosfos did answer that, and he asked the question, implying that you can't apply Sovek d'rabbanan l'kula by Dalad Minim. Why not? So perhaps you could still make a distinction between lulav and Hanukkah. because they point. We have the because Chanukah is a pure Darabbanan. In other words, it's totally post-biblical. You know, you can find a Muslim and different things, but halachically speaking, it's pure Darabbanan, and that's it. So it's a pure Darabbanan. But lulav, it's true that I'm always shaking the lulav now. Al minag avoseyam or din Darabbanan. But it's beikara mitzvah deraita. This lulav exists on sukkah, and the answer of sukkah itself exists on a deraita level. So therefore, we have this distinction. Even though you might only be doing a derabana, if it's mikara deraita, like when we discussed a couple of months ago about zakin mamri and dinim derabanan, about the Rambam shita that you can become a zakin mamri even on a din derabanan. So some want to say, maybe the Rambam only said it by Chameis in the, by the example the Briska Rav is giving was Chameis in the fifth hour, which is only, or sixth hour, it's only Darabanan then. But still, but Chameis is only made Karo Kare. So some want to say, it's true even by the fact that Tosfos has asked the question, by Lulav, you can't say stuff in Darabanan or Kula, but perhaps you could still claim by Hanukkah, because Hanukkah maybe is a pure Darabanan.
So then, in ways of being a pure Rabbanan gives it more leeway for them to define more clearly what they want and what they don't want to do. Right.
Hey, Mamru, the Hey, Mamru, right. And they have, right. And that's correct. That's like what Kriyat, like by Kriyat Samagil, we know when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or Sukkot, we don't shake the lulav or blow shofar. And also when Megillah falls out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So by shofar and sukkah, we have to give a whole shiur on Akira's Dover Min HaTorah, like we discussed. How could the Chachamim do it? But by Purim, it doesn't get started, because what's the kasha? Purim is Darabanan. So you can just say, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. Well, obviously, when they set up the rabbinical din of Purim, they obviously said that on Shabbat we're not going to read. So it's less of an issue. It's the Chachamim could define, whether they... what they did, in other ways, the Rabbanan can be more unclear. You don't know what they said. Like the right, in general, in Halakha, the right is a much clearer. The Rabbanan and Minhagim are even more unclear. But you're right. In terms of defining what the din of Chanukah is, he's saying, and they said it's 8 days. They knew about the din of right. So in fact, the answer they give is the famous kash of the Beis Yosef is. We're asking why Chanukah is 9 days. The famous kasha is Chanukah is only be 7 days, but we had enough oil for 1 day. So it's not like saying Derech Drush. We do keep the 8th day is the Sveik of the Yoma. We do have a Sveik. I don't think it's not true, because then we should only be lighting 7 candles on that 8th day. But the point, that's that they say Derech Drush, that we are keeping Sveik of the Yoma. Chanukah should only be 7 days. But either way, the point is not so much that Chanukah, the fact that Darabanan, we don't automatically say seven. Maybe we can. Lulav is different. And then he talks about Purim. He says Purim is a famous Mordechai. The Mordechai in Megillah says, based on a pasuk in the Megillah, Esther Yom Ha'elah Nizkarim, something about Lo Yavor. So it says Lo Yavor, you can't go past these days. You dial it in depending, on where you live. So the question is, why don't we keep, depending where you are, you dial it in, but we only keep 1 day. It's a discussion. If you're in Israel, then you go to Yerushalayim, maybe a chayav as a separate child. But somebody...
I have a question on Purim that the more discussed,
that in Kfar
you can go from
Yerushalayim.
Well,
the
Gemara
does.
So it depends. I mean, people could...
No, right, that gets into the din of the Kfarim, and we can discuss that. We get closer to the Purim, which isn't that far off. But I'm saying is, but here the Mordechai is saying is, let's assume you're a Kutsu, let's assume you're he's saying, well, Yahweh, you can't go past it. So what I'm saying is, no matter what, forget about assuming you're away from a walled city. In other words, I don't keep 2 days per. I keep 1 day. I'm saying you can find cases. In fact, the Gemara talks about, let's say you're in a city which is Suffolk. So the Gemara even says you keep 2 days. We'll get to that in a second. But the Mordechai writes, the Minchas Kinah quotes the Mordechai, why don't we keep 2 days Purim? So he says, because he quotes the Mordechai because Lo Yavor works him. But perhaps, no, you can't, because then you're violating the Isser, whatever the Isser is, but the Mordechai writes is an Isser of reading the Megillah past those days. So I'll speak to what do we see for the Mordechai? But it's a good kashas. We don't assume Safik Drabban and Rakula. Really, Purim should be 2 days. We should read the Megillah twice. Except Tzvul Yavor, that's Masha from the Mordechai. So again, so what about Chanukah? Again, so maybe Purim to Chanukah isn't 100% a good comparison, because we know Chanukah is a pure Darabbanan. Purim, according to many, is Divrei Kabbalah. Like, that's the Gemara. If someone is not sure if he did it, they're not sure their actual town. They don't know if the town is a walled city or not. So the Gemara says you read both days. So it depends how. So that seems I Savik Darabbanan Lakua. Like, what do you mean you read both days? So the Machlokes Rishonim, how you learn that Gemara. Why do you have to keep 2 days? So some Rishonim learn, that's the Psach. So they must hold then, Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, it's a level in between the biblical and rabbinical, and they have a Savik Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami, and therefore you go with Chumra. The Ran actually learns the Gemara differently. He says, no, really, Meikar Hadin, you only have to keep 1 day, that's a Minin Chassidus. It's a steer with two rods. We'll save that for Pesach time, the other rod I quoted before. But either way, therefore, based on the Mordechai, really, Savik Darabbanan Lakua wouldn't work out. But then, because he says, oh, Yavor, but perhaps again, Purim is different Kabbalah, and Chanukah isn't.
It sounds to me you could compare it to the leaning and drinking in the wine case, no? In other words, let's say you want to be Nekel, but which day do you keep on? You don't really know.
Oh, really, I said that,
doesn't it come out with there's
a whole share on the steer and the run I'm not going into, right? But I'm saying is that before I get to the last thing is, so what about keeping 2 days of Asara B'Tavis then? What about keeping 2 days of fast? So again, the Menchus Chinuch, you know, he goes through the whole sukkah, he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches about the four fast days, and so we don't send out. The Gemara says you don't send out messengers on your Yud-Zayin Tammuz and Tevis because it's Ratzu Mitzah. You don't have to fast. So the Gemara says I Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av also should be Ratzu Mitzadim. So the Gemara says Shani Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is different. Shehuch below Saras. That both Beis Hamikdash, both temples were destroyed on that day. There's a major machlokas Rishonim, Achronim, Avnei Nezer. How you learn. What's Pshat Tisha B'Av different? There's a famous Ramban in Torah Ta'adam which wants to say that really Tisha B'Av is really Ratzu Mitzah like all the other fast days, and it's only the Minhag Talya we took it up because of Shani Tisha B'Av, we scaled up Tisha B'Av, but really they all should be like this, and Tisha B'Av is scaled up, and because of that we took on. And other Rishonim Achronim in the Tzitz says, no, that's not the Pshat. It's not really, the Ikar Adin should be, in other words, when the Gemara says Shani Tisha B'Av, it kept its original din of all being 24 hours, and we did scale them down. That's a whole topic, the Tosis and Megillah, when it says Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, Tosis discusses whether he actually wanted to uproot. Right? Was it only a Tisha B'Av Shenitcha, maybe just the Chumras of Tisha B'Av, but he would have fasted that day. So the Mechazina goes through the whole discussion there about Ratzu Mitzana, Ratzu Einu Mitzana. So he wants to know, why don't we keep, if we assume that, let's say, that the fast days are considered Divrei Kabbalah, so if we assume the fast days are like Chanukah, if we assume, so then maybe the fast days are more like Lula, because maybe at one point there definitely was Divrei Kabbalah, so therefore, this ectosis is bothered by Lula, maybe you can't say Savik Darabbanan Lakua by the fast day either. So what is the Minchas Chinuch? He comes up with a tremendous chiddush. He says, you know why there's no Shaila of Sveik in the Yoma? Forget about Chanukah, we can. In fact, that's the biggest thing in the Minchas Chinuch he says over there. The Minchas Chinuch rose, and therefore he says, by Chanukah, he says, you're right. He says, he concludes, Bizman HaGemara, he makes a distinction between today and Bizman HaGemara, meaning when they used to sanctify the moon, Makadish the moon, he said, Enachinami, you're right, there is no answer. They used to keep 9 days. There is no Savik Darabbanan Lakua by Chanukah, because it's a Tarte de Sastre. And the Minchas Chinuch claims, and try to prove he's wrong, he claims they used to keep 9 days. And then he says, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, he says, we're going to keep 9 days again. Bizman HaZeh, meaning Bizman HaZeh, without we have a calendar, So since it's not really a Tzveika de Yom anymore, we know the day. It's only do it at Minim. So on the Yom Tov, which is the Raisa, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, it's a Daraisa, even though we know, but okay, so we'll take on the Chumrah. It's a pure Chumrah. We know when the day is, so we do Yom Tov. But Chanukah is a pure Darabanan. Bizman Azel, we know the date. There is no suffix. So Kal V'Chomer, if we do it then, with emails and all the other type of modern communication, that's what the Minchas here, unbelievable Pshat says. They kept 9 days. They are going to keep 9 days again. It's only right now. It's only right now. Others, people have Zalman, Reuven, Margolis take them. Others disagree, but that's just tremendous. So he says, okay, what's
this? During the Mesa Mikdash time?
Yeah, he says whenever they were Makai Shafiri, he says they kept 9 days.
But that went on after.
Yeah, so as long as.
So they're, yes. Long as they're Makai Shafiri, that's come on.
Right, that, and then.
So Hillel.
Right. To the calendar, and he says, "Hayra Ibana Beit HaMikdash." We have something else to look forward to: getting 9 days of present.
I think you're getting 9 days outside.
Right. Yeah. So, then just getting to the other famous Menchus is why not 2 days? So Chanukah, he says, ironically, Chanukah, you got to keep 9 days. But he says, you know, there was never a Shaila, even Bizman, when we knew it was different Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, you can tell me it's Divrei Torah, you never would keep 2 days. You know why? He says, because if you look at the Navi, what does the Chariot say? Som HaRavi, Som HaChamishi, Som HaShavi, Som HaSiri. The Navi never mentions a date, in fact. If you look up the Gemara and Yud Ches, the Gemara discusses Machokas and the different dates within different months. When do you fast? So the Minchas Chinuch claims, he says, there never was, Midivrei Kabbalah, there never was a date. The month is the time. You got to fast 1 day during Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Shavi, Tzom Asiri. There is no date. Chazal later on came along and said, the 9th of Av, Asar B'Tevas, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So there is no, so he says, what's make of the Yoma? Any day you do by definition, by the Mordechai said it's an Isser by Purim, but by any day you do, by definition, it's the right day. In fact, that's how he answers another famous kasha of why don't we fast on Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? He says it's not so pashit that because Yom Kippur we fast on, but it's not so pashit that the pashit. Why do we have to eat on Shabbos? Is because Kavah V'Onig, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is the Navi also. So why should one beat out the other? So therefore, because. Really, even if you hold Midivrei Kabbalah, there is no day. It's only Midrabanan is the day, so the Divrei Kabbalah of Shabbos wins out, and therefore we never fast on Shabbos, which I know that's the Sarah B'Tavis was the next part. I guess we should stop here. But that's the famous Avidra, that Sarah B'Tavis is, it says, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, it's easy to say because it can't come out that way, but if it's all on Shabbos, you would fast. So that fits in with the Minchas. It's against the Minchas Chinuch, because the Minchas Chinuch says we don't know the date. But maybe he'd agree, you know, with the Avid Rav would say we do know the date of Asar B'Tevis. So then, it's not so simple, we don't fast. So the Avid Rav would say, in theory, and we do fast on Friday. That's the fast that you can't push off. That's the many different afkaminas also. But those are some of the issues of why don't we of Sveika de Yom on Chanukah. We had the Minchas Chinuch about the 9 days, about the issue with Lulav and Shmini Atzeret, and the issue of Purim Vol Yavor, and then we had the Ran Rasavet Rabbanu Akua Tarte Desastre, and then the issue of Etainis. Keeping 2 days, so you have how you learn that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, because it was no problem, because it never was a specific day, so it's hard to mess up, because any day is good, so therefore, you never came up to the Shaila. There is no question of Sveika de Yoma on a Tainis.